than you before.
Wow.
Okay, well, welcome. I'm trying to count that many people. Well, I'm so glad you're here. We are, we've been around since 1968, and we are proud of that. We're one of the oldest and best acoustic venues west of the Mississippi. One of the reasons why we built this beautiful space is because we have a lot of classes, we have a lot more room, it's a green building. If you have any questions about it, your new people will be glad to tell you all about it. If you want to get on our mailing list and get a calendar of events, we have a sign up out there, or you can put your email legibly, please, and then we can send you various notices about great shows coming up. Before I tell you anything on the calendar, though, I do need to tell you that KQED, PBS affiliate, which everybody probably knows that, is here tonight producing a television story about Lori Lewis. For a new local arts project. The cameraman will be moving around, and if he gets in anyone's way, he'll be out of your way soon. I think it'll be fine. They're very, very nice camera people over there. Anyway, so when you're clapping and applauding, your clap may be heard across the universe, satellite, everything. Okay, if you want to come to a show that's really great, you were listening in the background to Peter Rowan and Friends on December 13th, what a great show that will be. And we also have the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience, the 26th and 27th. What a way to end Christmas, I guess, right there with major bluegrass. Let's see, what else? Emergency exits, one to your left, one to your right, and through the double doors. And if you need a restroom, you can go through the lobby, or you can go upstairs. We have two sections. We have the bar for beer and wine right next to the CDs and t-shirts out there. And they will come out to sign at the end of the show, by the way. And obviously coffee over here. We ask that you, this is kind of funny considering, we ask that you don't film anything. we ask for no flash cameras. We really do ask that you don't use your, please tweet to wherever you are and tell your friends where you are and then turn your phones off. That's really what I want to say. Okay, without further ado, let's give a nice warm welcome to Lori Lewis and the Right Hands.
And I did, which was recorded live here at the Freight and Salvage on May 8th, came out in time. So I called up Nina and asked her if she'd come and play too. So we're going to start off with some songs from that brand new album, which just came in the mail yesterday.
Fell into a ring of fire.
sweet when hearts like ours meet. I felt for you just like a child. Ah, but the flames went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned, burned, burned. The ring of fire. No? You're actually from Barstow?
No. Just clapping because she's glad no one from Barstow is here.
Well, you probably know where Barstow is, and it's hard to avoid it if you live out west and you're trying to travel anywhere south and west, east of here. It's out on the Mojave Desert, and I've traveled through there a lot, and I've always kind of wondered what makes a person move there. And so I made up a song about it. It's called Barstow. Freedom's what you make of it, and soon as we can go, my rose was just 16, in the first bloom of womanhood. When the highway crews, they came to town, and the work was plenty good. They were building a bypass in the old town boom, and we never suspected the town was doomed. But the crews moved on, and my rose moved to Barstow. And now I make my home out here, with the creosote and the sage. And I save my tips for whenever she might need my help. Broke down some backwater, maybe with a baby daughter. Oh, they'll have a home to come to here in Barstow. Freedom for Jamaica then, and she was free to go. And I guess I'm free to make a home in Barstow. The new shops at the exits get on the traveler's train. And as I watch the trains make up in the yard, I still keep an eye for an empty car, though I know I'm here to stay a while in Barstow. Where the winter months are bitter and the wind plays a lonesome tune, summer starts in April and it lasts through the harvest moon. The Santa Anas will make you crazy, and that hot sun makes you so lazy that it's easier to stay than leave old Barstow. But the rains come like a carnival, and the wildflowers bloom, and wet concrete, creosote, and sage are my favorite perfume. At night the stars are on parade, and the constant hum of the highway fades, and I've learned to love the waiting here in Barstow. Freedom's what you make of it, and you were free to go, but you're always free to come back home to Barstow. Play a new instrument on every single song. Oh, I guess it was me. We want to invite out, well, first of all, maybe I should just actually introduce you to these folks up here. On the Stratocaster guitar, the folk singer's favorite accompanist. Please welcome, if you would, the amazing Nina Gerber. Gerber down there. So it's fantastic. On the mandolin, originally hailing from the great bluegrass state of Connecticut. My singing buddy for many, many a year now, and I'm so lucky. Please give a big hand, if you would, to Tom Rosenberg.
Yeah!
Manning out here. Chad, are you back there? Here he comes. Chad's never played this song with us, but that won't stop him. It's a song, was sitting around playing the banjo one day, and this little riff came to me, and I wrote a song to go with it. It's called My True Love Loves Me. kind of happy. String guitar has inspired me. It's a fairly new instrument to me. Sounds like this. And I had a dream that I had a 12-string guitar, and I woke up from it and I thought, that's weird. I've never wanted one. But the dream kept haunting me, and I thought, there must be something, there must be one out there that I really want. And so I started looking for 12 strings. And in fact, they sounded kind of like I thought they sounded in my head. I didn't like any of them, but I finally found this one. It used to belong to Mike Seeger, and it was made in Baltimore in the early 1900s, maybe around 1905. It's called the Holzapfel. And it partially inspired me to write a bolero.
In German.
I used to have a voice so loud and clear. It used to burn with fire, now it quakes with fear. So I tried to blame it on the moon. She lured me here and then she cut me loose. But I know that that's really just not true. It's me afraid. As if you were some wild thing of mine, frightened of. Maybe I'm what about to run from you, afraid to hear you say you. As if you were some wild thing of mine, frightened of. Until the time that I
before we do this next song, I just want to say, you know, I do have some of these brand new CDs here, and they're in this incredibly gorgeous packaging from Stumptown Printers up in Portland. You've got to touch it with your hands because it's letterpress, and it feels really good. I just kind of got excited about it, and I'd really like everybody to take one home. So we have a pay as much as you want policy on those CDs. So that's my little Thanksgiving gift to all of you for showing up here. And yeah. You won't all pay $1 for it, but you know, some people maybe will pay a little more.
You're supposed to start out high, so you know. A lot of people pay $50 for this CD. We're going to give you like a price of $45. Wait, oh, you want to go lower than that? I'd like to sing a song. Everybody's going to let me, so all systems go. This is a Merle Haggard song. Merle Haggard.
What more do I need to say?
Through my hand with one sweet hand.
welcome, if you would, Erica Teachin of the Tea Sisters. And right now we're going to get the rest of the Tea Sisters. Chloe and Rachel are going to come out here. Okay, that's Chloe and Rachel. And we're going to get Patrick Sauber. Sharon Gilchrist on the bass. And we'll do one more song from this, from the new album, which is all these songs I wrote while I was up in Wyoming on a writing retreat. And there was nothing else to do up there. So I came up with a bunch of songs, and this is one of them. It's a song about, I guess pride getting in the way of things, or something like that. I'm not sure. You figure it out and tell me. Yeah.
in your beard.
So I had to jump in and write a Guthrie-esque accounting of what happened to Willie, poor boy. This goes out to the memory of Bill Shepherd. He passed away just a little while ago.
Power window and a voice hard to steal. He said, "You're the one that..." did not kill. That bullet dug a hole the best of lawyers could not fill. And no amount of sad remorse can wipe away the crime. A gun will serve its master, and our master serving time.
Frederick Taylor, William Borthorn. It's all true. He spent 3.5 years in prison. And I guess he probably deserved it. But I don't know. You never know. That's the problem with a gun, you know. You never know what's gonna, if you don't mind the pun, trigger you to use it. For him, it was somebody spitting in his face.
Okay. Combo.
Do we have time for another song? Right now?
Yeah.
Carter Family. How many people do you listen to Carter Family? Here's one of theirs called Dixie Darling.
If you walk in the woods in North Carolina or anywhere along the Appalachian, pathogens, I think, in the springtime. You see them, they grow up to about 4 feet tall, and then they die until the next year. And they're trying to overcome a chestnut blight that got them. This is a song about the American chestnuts.
We stand waiting at the
Don't you know you cannot wrest the land from us? For we are patient, we are old, and though we fall, our roots will grow. And you
take a break, give you a chance to stand up and stretch and peruse our wares out there and take one of the new CDs home with you. And there's lots more out there. I've got my songbook. Tom's brought his great collection of Dog Boy Records ware. And the.
What does that mean?
T-shirts.
I brought a bunch of t-shirts that I used to own and I'm trying to sell. They're out there. Make me an offer.
T-shirts, they haven't been worn that much. Sweatshirts, United Sweatshirt weather. Winter is coming. What else is out there? Well, just go out there and you'll see. Let's see. This song is sort of my last will and testament.
Speaking, I don't know, this doesn't have anything to do with the high school, but people have been asking, are you going to be out there signing your new CD? They've been asking for that.
Oh,
I can tell them no.
Of course, I will be out there at some point, yes. Yes. Okay, so thank you so much for coming and listening, and we'll be back for another big set of music, and you never know what's going to happen. Least of all, me. So here's this song. It's called... Never mind. This sweet earth, when my time comes to go, just lay me down beneath that ground so I can help this garden grow. Don't preserve my empty hole, just plant me like the winter gold. And when the snow melts from my mound, I'll help this garden grow. Oh, I ain't gonna go. I gotta stay and help this garden grow.
Please welcome to the stage a very special act.
that is, we have one song we'd like to play for you. And this is Lisa Berman. We're in a little band we have called the Get Around Gals, and so far we've had like one rehearsal, and we can play one song. Something completely different. Fly away, little pretty bird. Fly away. Fly away, little pretty bird. And breathe.
your wings. Fly far beyond the dark mountains to where you'll be free evermore. Fly away, little pretty blue, where the cold
sailing boat. Because that's you, wherever you are. Wish I were a sailing boat, dancing on the waves. Sunlight sparkling on the water, all the livelong day. A captain to chart my course by the stars above. A homeward wind to fill my sail. A tide to gently tug. I wish I were sailing. I wish I were a sailing boat, dancing. Material is fantastic, the singing's fantastic, and the musicians on the album are all fantastic. And all I have to do is say, okay, you guys, just play. That's perfect.
I got an idea. That thing you're doing, do that.
This is one about missing somebody in Genoa. Or some other European, old European city.
How's this go? Okay. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
It turns out everybody up here in this band plays mandolin really, really well.
Yeah, right. Well, one of them doesn't play mandolin really well.
The exception is
she looks
possibly
really good holding it, though.
Lori, because she spends all her time doing everything else, but she can still play the mandolin. Makes me feel real special. We're going to do this song. How many NPR? Oh, this is Berkeley. How many NPR listeners do we have? Stand for National Public Radio. And we'd like to take some time, if you really appreciate what we're doing for you, to please think about... Oh, no, it's not a fun music. There's a guy who announces the news, Paul
Brown.
I don't know if you've heard that name, Paul Brown. He's also an old-time musician, and I got this song from him. He did recordings with Mike Seeger. Paul learned it from his mom. And it's called Down to Tampa. It's in G, right?
Yeah.
I got a lot to get and tell you one thing I do. I'm going.
Thank you. Oh,
best experience playing December 27th? 26th and 27th. You'll see Chad play on fiddle with me. We love him today, but I have him. Let's see, what else can I tell you? I don't know. I'll be back here with Tom on December 21st doing the holiday review, the Freight and Salvage holiday review. It's a benefit for the Freight Winter Solstice event, and you never can tell what's going to happen there either. So
last year, we took off all our clothes and set fire to our hair. It took a while to get through that.
Are
we in B? We're going to do an Ernest Tubb number for you now. Hope you like
it. Thanks, hold on.
Want to try that again?
Thanks, hold on.
Okay, here we go. Are you waiting just for me, my man? You're on the roof.
Probably.
I'd like to thank people at the concert window and all the people watching. How about all you people watching? How about make a lot of noise so we can hear you? I don't want to get rowdy in your pajamas.
Feel free to sing along with us on this one if you want. I've had my share of good times. The taste of love and the kiss of wine. I must have played a thousand tunes. From town to town in crowded rooms. And I'm thank you. Evans last time. Very much back. This is a song that,
yes.
Can we have Patrick's mic come on? Do you want to move it back, or?
Both, a little bit of both? How's that? Does that work?
She can move farther forward.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
So.
This could go on for a long time. Okay. I learned a fiddle tune, an old-time fiddle tune called All Young, and I thought, that's a cool name, and so I started thinking of a song to go with it. And then, of course, the melody of All Young didn't fit the lyric I was writing, so I got rid of the tune, and I wrote another tune, and then I thought the title didn't really fit it anymore either, so I changed the title of it, too. So here it is, The Crooked Miles. And I want to say, it's just what happens, you know.
Makes perfect sense.
It is what happens in life, and I'm so glad to be here right now. And if it weren't for all those crooked miles, I might be somewhere else. You must do. bring us back. We're actually going to do a couple of songs for you because I really want you to hear the T Sisters.
Wait, you want a T-shirt? Just a C-sharp? You're welcome.
Here they are, fabulous T Sisters.
The star of the show.
why I don't know.
It's a song that I wrote after I was in a bad car accident. And I thought I was maybe going to die. But I didn't. I'm so thankful. But I have to say, people started coming up to me. In fact, people at the freight, it wasn't this freight, it was the old the middle freight, come up to me and say, so you're probably going to get some really great songs out of that accident, huh? And I just didn't even want to think about it because it was so horrible and so scary. So I tried for a really long time to not think about it. And then I decided that didn't work. And I should try and make it into art.
So you thought about it real hard.
I did. I went on a retreat up on the coast of Mendocino, and I sat there for 3 days and thought about the accident and how it had changed my life. And on the third day, the song came to me. It wasn't quite what I was expecting, but when the muse calls, you just have to go with whatever she says.
Take us away. I'm finally around. Later. before I